Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
And this evening we're going to continue our series on the parables of Jesus.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro estudio sobre las parábolas de Jesús.
This evening we're going to be looking at two more parables.
En esta noche vamos a estudiar dos más parábolas.
We're going to be looking at the parable of the talents.
Vamos a estudiar la parábola de los talentos.
And the parable of the good Samaritan.
Y la parábola del buen samaritano.
Turn in your Bibles to Matthew 25, and then we'll open in prayer.
Abren sus Biblias en Mateo 25. Vamos a abrir en oración.
Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. We are grateful for your word and how it can speak to our hearts. Open up your word. Help us to understand what you are saying through these parables. Help us to hear what you are speaking to our own hearts. And we thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30.
In Mateo 25, versículos 14 a 30,
we have the parable of the talents.
Tenemos la parábola de los talentos.
And so I'm going to read it in English, and then we'll begin to study it together.
Él lo va a leer en inglés, y luego vamos a estudiarlo juntos.
Beginning at verse 14, it says, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2, and to another, 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to every one who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" This parable is Jesus speaking concerning faithfulness.
En esta parábola, Jesús nos habla acerca de fidelidad.
In Matthew 25, the first few verses, it talks about the 10 virgins.
En Mateo 25, el primer parte nos habla de la parábola de los 10 vírgenes.
That parable spoke about preparedness or being prepared.
Esa parábola nos hablaba acerca de ser preparado.
This parable that we are studying this evening is speaking concerning faithfulness.
Y esta parábola que estamos estudiando nos habla acerca de fidelidad.
Now, Jesus uses this parable that we are studying this evening.
Jesús usó esta parábola que estamos estudiando.
He uses the parable speaking about a wealthy man who's leaving, but he's leaving his servants in charge of his money.
Él nos habla del hombre que se iba a ir, pero dejó talentos con sus sirvientes.
This money is described in this parable as talents.
El dinero que dejó con ellos se describe o se llama talentos.
One talent was worth 20 years of wages.
Un talento era lo mismo de 20 años salario.
And so it can kind of give us a picture of the abundance of money that he was leaving into the hands of these particular servants.
Y esto nos ayuda a entender cómo era financiera rico y el talento que él dejaba con cada sirviente.
And so he gives to the first servant 5 talents.
Al primer sirviente le dio 5 talentos.
To the second servant he gives 2 talents.
Al segundo sirviente le dio 2 talentos.
And to the last one he only gives 1 talent.
Y al último le dio 1 talento.
Now, what's interesting about this parable...
Lo que es interesante de esta parábola...
is that he gives the amount of talents... to each servant that each servant can handle.
Es que les dio el número de talentos que cada sirviente podía mantener.
And you can see in verse 15.
En verso 15 podemos ver.
It says it clearly that he gave to each one what each one was able to handle.
Nos dice en verso 15. A cada uno conforme a su capacidad le dio.
And it says it this way, to each according to his ability. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that the one that could have handled one could only handle one. He couldn't have handled 5.
Esto nos enseña que al que le dio uno, él podía mantener en su capacidad 1, no podía mantener 5.
And so he gives them these talents and then he leaves for an undisclosed amount of time.
El mayordomo les dio estos talentos a cada uno y luego se fue por un tiempo.
And what we read in verses 16 through 20 is that the one that received the 5 talents went immediately to work.
Leemos que el que recibió 5 talentos inmediatamente fue a trabajar.
The same thing happened with the one that received 2 talents.
La misma cosa pasó con el hombre que recibió 2 talentos.
But sadly, in verse 18, the one that received 1 talent went and hid it in the ground.
Pero tristemente, el... hombre que recibió 1 talento lo escondió en la tierra.
And what we begin to see happening in this parable.
Y lo que vemos en esta parábola.
Is that the master gives the right amount of money to each one that each one can handle.
Es que el mayordomo les dio el número de talentos que podían mantener acerca de su capacidad.
And so he's expecting them to put the money to use to make more money so that when he returns, he's able to receive receive profit from what he gave to them.
Y el mayordomo quería que ellos lo usaba para ganar más, ganar más.
And so the one with the 5 talents and the two talents, they actually receive 100% profit on all that they had.
Y los que recibieron los 5 talentos y también los 2 talentos trabajaron y recibieron 100% en sus inversiones.
And this is exactly what the wealthy man expected.
Y esto era lo que el mayordomo esperaba.
And so when he comes back, he begins to settle his accounts with those that he gave the money to.
Entonces, cuando el mayordomo llegó, una vez más, él habló con sus sirvientes.
And the one with 5 talents brings the other 5 talents on top of the first 5 and says, I've made 5 more.
El que... tenía 5 talentos, le dijo al mayordomo, yo gané 5 más talentos.
And in verse 21, the master tells him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.
En versículo 21, su señor le dijo, Bien, buen siervo y fiel. Sobre poco has sido fiel, sobre mucho te pondré. Entra en el gozo de tu señor.
And in verses 22 through 23,
in versos 22 y 23,
we see the exact same thing happen with the one that had the two talents. He made two talents more.
Leemos la misma cosa pasó con el hombre que recibió dos talentos. Tenía dos y recibió, ganó dos más.
And you'll notice that both of them received the same reward.
Y podemos ver y leer que los dos recibieron el mismo premio.
You'll notice that the one that made the five extra talents didn't get rewarded with more than the one that made two extra talents.
El hombre que ganó cinco talentos no recibió más que el hombre que ganó dos talentos recibieron la misma.
And so what we need to understand from this parable,
lo que necesitamos entender de esta parábola,
before we begin to look at the one that had the one talent,
antes de mirar el hombre que recibió un talento,
is that the talents that are left to these servants,
es que los talentos que se les dio a estos sirvientes,
in the parable it's shown to be money and trading and making more money for the return of the wealthy man.
Es que los talentos representaban en esta parábola dinero y eran para que podían ganar más dinero para cuando el Señor regresaba.
But this parable is speaking beyond just money.
Pero hay mucho más que esta parábola nos quiere decir, mucho más de solamente hablar de dinero.
A talent actually in this parable would represent our own, the abilities that God gives us to serve Him with.
Un talento en esta parábola representa las habilidades que Dios nos ha dado para servirle a Él.
It could involve the time that we have to serve Him with, the resources that we have, even the opportunities that we have to serve the Lord with.
Nos puede hablar del tiempo que tenemos para servirle o las oportunidades que tenemos para servirle o más cosas así para servirle a Él.
God has entrusted all of us as His children with abilities and talents to be used for His kingdom.
Dios ha dado a cada uno de nosotros como sus hijos dones y talentos, habilidades para su reino.
He wants us to be faithful with all that He has given to us so as to bring glory and honor unto His name.
Él quiere que nosotros seamos fieles a Él para traerle gloria a su nombre.
Our talents could be diverse, it could be artistic, it can be even in the arena of how to do good things with money.
Nuestros talentos y dones pueden ser muchísimas cosas. Pueden ser como un artista o alguien quien sabe ganar más dinero financieramente o mucho más.
God may have given you the ability to love children, have a heart for children.
Quizás a usted Dios le ha dado un corazón para amar y enseñar los niños.
Some have the ability to be very friendly and hospitable to people.
Algunos tienen un don para ser muy amable a la gente y para ayudar a la gente.
The abilities that every one of us have are unique.
Las habilidades que cada uno de nosotros tenemos son personal a nosotros.
And because it's this way, God has given us exactly what we need to bring glory and honor to His name.
Y es así, y Dios nos ha dado nuestras habilidades para traerle gloria a su nombre.
And whatever it is that God has given us, these abilities for His kingdom,
y sea, lo que Dios nos ha dado, nuestras habilidades y dones,
we must take these abilities and be faithful even in the little.
tenemos que ser fieles aún en las cosas pequeñas.
You see, God has given us abilities, all of us.
Todos nosotros tenemos habilidades.
And we must put those abilities to use to bring glory and honor to Him.
Y tenemos, debemos de usar nuestras habilidades para traerle gloria a Él.
To you, it might not seem like a lot.
Quizás a usted no lo miras como mucho.
But even that little can be turned around to do something great for His kingdom.
Pero aún un poco puede cambiarse, hacerse mucho más para su reino.
It's like that old song that says, little is much when God is in it.
Como ese himno que dice que un poco es mucho cuando Dios está trabajando en ella.
Don't ever think that you don't have a lot to give.
Nunca piensa que no tiene. Que no tienes nada para darle al Señor.
No one can take your place. You are unique to God.
Nadie más puede tomar su lugar. Usted es muy importante para Dios.
And we must understand that in order to gain or to increase with these abilities that God has given to us.
Y necesitamos que entender para aumentar y ganar más con nuestras habilidades y dones que there, Dios nos ha dado.
Because of this, sometimes in order to increase, there means that there has to be a risk.
A veces tenemos que entender que a veces hay un riesgo que tenemos que tomar.
Sometimes we have to go out there and do something with it.
Tenemos que salir y tratar de usar ese don o habilidad.
But you see, the gentleman with the one talent.
Pero el hombre que recibió un talento.
He had fear in his heart.
Él tenía temor en su corazón.
You know, fear can paralyze us.
Y el temor nos puede hacer que ni podemos movernos.
In verse 24.
En versículo 24.
Says he also who had received the one talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, gathering where you scattered no seed, so I was afraid.
24, versículo 24 dice, pero acercándose también el que había recibido un talento, dijo, Señor, te conocía que eres hombre duro, que siegas donde no sembraste y recoges donde no esparciste. Por eso, lo cual tuve miedo, y fui y escondí tu talento en la tierra.
You see, he was afraid.
Él tenía temor.
This fear paralyzed him.
Y el temor lo hizo que no podía hacer nada.
To be honest with you, this man had a misconception of his master.
En ser honesto aquí, este hombre no conocía a su maestro muy bien.
He didn't know him well.
No lo conocía.
And so he assumes that he's a hard man.
Y por eso él dijo que él era un hombre duro.
And so he thinks that this is the way the master is, and so this fear hinders him from advancing, from doing more.
Y el temor lo paró y no pudo hacer más con el talento.
And so he hid that talent in the ground.
Y dice que él escondió el talento en la tierra.
Now remember, one talent was 20 years worth of wages.
Recuerde, un talento era lo mismo de 20 años de salario.
So this was really a large amount of money, even though it was one talent.
Y aunque era un talento, era mucho dinero.
It wasn't just $1,000.
No era simplemente $1,000.
It was probably closer to $1,000,000 or a little more.
Quizás era más cerca de un millón o más.
But he was afraid and hid it in the ground.
Y él tenía temor y lo escondió en la tierra.
And so he comes to the master and says, here it is, this is what you gave to me.
Y vino al maestro, al Señor, y le dijo, aquí está, este talento que me diste, aquí está.
And so in verse 26, the master answers him and says, you wicked and slothful servant.
Versículo 26 dice, respondiendo su señor le dijo, siervo malo, negligente.
This is a wicked and slothful servant.
Él era malo y no hizo lo que debía.
You see, the point of this parable is the importance of being busy and faithful with what God has given us to do.
El punto de esta parábola es de que debemos de ser fieles con lo que Dios nos ha dado.
You see, then the master gets upset with him and says in the latter part of verse 26, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received what was my own with interest.
En la última parte de ese verso dice, ¿sabías que ciego donde no sembré y que recojo donde no esparcí? Por tanto, debías haber dado mi dinero a los banqueros y al venir yo hubiera recibido lo que es mío con los intereses.
You see, the master knew how much money he gave the servant.
El señor sabía cuánto dinero y talento le había dado a este sirviente.
In a similar way, he knows the abilities, the gifts, the talents that he's given to each of us as his children.
En la misma manera, Dios conoce los talentos, los dones, las habilidades que Él nos ha dado a nosotros como sus hijos.
And he expects every one of us as his servants to put those giftings and talents, abilities, even our money, to use for his kingdom.
Y Él espera que nosotros usemos nuestras habilidades, talentos, aún nuestro dinero para su gloria.
He called him a slothful servant.
El Señor le llamó a este hombre siervo malo y negligente.
And he said that because a talent of money in those days was literally like $1,000,000 or more.
Y lo llamó esto porque en esos días un talento era más de $1,000,000.
And so he's saying, in essence, if you didn't want to do anything with it yourself.
Entonces le está diciendo, si tú no querías hacer nada para ganar más con este talento.
He says you should have put it in the bank.
Entonces debías de darlo a los banqueros.
Don't put it in the ground.
No debías de ponerlo en la tierra.
At least in the bank it can be used and it can be earning interest for the amount it's sitting there in the bank.
Porque si hubieras puesto el talento, el dinero en el banco, entonces había recibido intereses.
Now, if a talent was only $100.
Si un talento era simplemente $100.
The interest wouldn't have been a lot, you know, in the end.
El interés no iba a ser mucho.
But he would have gained a little.
Pero iba a ganar un poco.
But this was a talent.
Pero esto era un talento.
20 years worth of wages.
20 años de salario.
That amount in the bank would have gained a lot of interest.
Y ese dinero hubiera ganado mucho más interés.
And so this servant is called slothful because putting it in the bank wouldn't have taken a lot of work.
Por eso le llamó siervo negligente, porque no iba a tener mucho trabajo para poner el dinero en el banco.
He allowed this fear of the master to hinder him from doing more.
El siervo dejó que su temor de el Señor paraba lo que él debía de hacer con el talento.
And so, of course, the master is very upset with him.
Y el señor estaba enojado con él.
He says to the servants that are with him, take that one talent and give it to the one that had five.
Dice el señor, quitarle pues el talento y darlo al que tiene 10 talentos.
And he says, for everyone who has will be given, and he will have an abundance, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
Versículo 29 dice, porque al que tiene le será dado y tendrá más, y al que no tiene aún lo que tiene le será quitado.
You've probably heard the statement, use it or lose it.
Quizás han escuchado las palabras, úsalo o lo perderás.
You see, he says, for everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. And this speaks concerning the fact that if we are faithful and we're working for God.
Esto nos dice que si nosotros somos fieles en trabajar por Dios.
God will continue to give to us because we're being faithful. He'll give us more to do.
Dios va a continuar dándonos más para hacer por Él porque nos haya fieles.
You might feel overwhelmed sometimes, but it's because if you're faithful in the little, God can entrust you with much more.
Nos podemos sentir que es un cargo mucho para nosotros, pero si somos fieles en lo poco, Él nos va a dar mucho más.
But if we're unfaithful in the little, ultimately, even the little that we have will be taken away.
Pero si no somos fieles en poco, aún el poco que tenemos se nos va a ser quitado.
In verse 30, it ultimately speaks concerning him being cast out into outer darkness to the place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Versículo 30 dice, y al siervo inútil, echarlo en las tinieblas de afuera, allí será el lloro y el crujir de dientes.
You see, in all of these parables that we've been studying,
en cada uno de estos parábolas que hemos estado estudiando,
especially these ones in Matthew 25,
especialmente estos en Mateo 25,
are concerning the coming of Jesus and are being faithful to what he has given to us until he returns.
Nos habla acerca de la venida de Cristo y en cuanto de estar preparados y fieles para su venida.
The Bible originally didn't have chapters and verses.
Originalmente la Biblia no tenía capítulos y versículos.
So Matthew 24 and Matthew 25 were all one and the same.
Y entonces Mateo capítulo 24 y capítulo 25 no eran separados, eran uno.
So all of these parables are talking about Jesus coming. When is he going to return? He's talking about being faithful servants.
Entonces, los parábolas aquí nos hablan acerca de la venida de Jesucristo y de estar preparados y ser siervos fieles.
And as we started with the parable of the 10 virgins, it was talking about being ready and prepared for his arrival.
Y cuando empezamos la semana pasada, estudiábamos acerca de los 10 vírgenes y eso nos habló de estar de preparaciones.
Whereas this parable today is speaking about being faithful in all that God has given us to do.
Pero esta parábola nos habla de ser fieles en todo lo que Dios nos ha dado.
There's 3 points that we can glean from this.
Hay 3 puntos que podemos entender de esta parábola.
Number 1, like the master, God entrusts all people with a portion of his resources, expecting them to act as good stewards of it.
A igual que el maestro, Dios confía a todas las personas un parte de sus recursos, esperando que actúen como buenos mayordomos de ella.
Secondly,
segundamente,
like the 2 good servants, God's people will be commended and rewarded when they have faithfully discharged that commission.
Igual como los 2 buenos siervos, el pueblo de Dios será elogiada y recompensado cuando hayan dado de alta fielmente esa comisión.
And then lastly, like the wicked servant, those who fail to use the gifts God has given them for his services will be punished by separation from God and all things good.
Tercer, igual como el siervo que no era fiel, aquellos que no utilicen los dones que Dios les da, ha dado para su servicio serán castigados por la separación de Dios y todas las cosas buenas.
You see, God wants us to serve Him with all of our hearts.
Dios quiere que le servimos con todo nuestro corazón.
And He's given us abilities and talents to serve Him with.
Y Él nos ha dado habilidades y dones, talentos para servirle.
Let's use those things that He has given to us, let's use them for His glory and for His honor.
Vamos a usar esas habilidades para su gloria y honor.
He's not given us more than we can bear.
Él no nos ha dado más que podemos cargar.
He's not expecting us to compare ourselves one with another.
Él no quiere que hagamos comparaciones el uno con el otro.
We don't even have to try to do better than the next person.
Ni tenemos que tratar de hacer mejor que otra persona.
But He does want us to do the best with what we do have.
Pero Él sí quiere que nosotros hagamos lo mejor que podemos hacer con las habilidades que Él nos ha dado.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Luke chapter 10 now.
Ahora vaya conmigo a Lucas 10.
And let's look at our second parable this evening.
Vamos a ver el segundo parábola de esta noche.
This parable is familiar to us.
Esta parábola quizás es muy conocida a nosotros.
And it's called the parable of the Good Samaritan.
El parábola del buen samaritano.
It's found in verses 29 through 37.
Se halla en versículos 29 a 37.
And so I'm going to read these verses and then we'll talk about it.
Él los va a leer en inglés y luego vamos a hablar.
It says, "But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the road, when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three," Jesus asks, "do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." This parable of the Good Samaritan is speaking about being neighborly.
Esta parábola del buen samaritano nos habla de ser un buen persona, un prójimo.
And we get this as we look at the context of this particular parable.
Y entendemos esto cuando leemos acerca del contexto de esta parábola.
There is a lawyer that stands up and begins to try to test Jesus.
Había un abogado que se paró y empezó a preguntarle a Jesús.
And this is what he asks him. Look at verse 25.
Mire versículo 25.
It says, "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'"
Versículo 25. Un intérprete de la ley se levantó y dijo para probarlo: "Maestro, ¿haciendo qué cosas heredaré la vida eterna?"
And so this is the question: "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
Maestro, ¿qué debo de hacer para ganar la vida eterna?
Now, the one talking to Jesus is a lawyer, so he knew the law.
El que estaba preguntando era abogado, y él conocía la ley muy bien.
And so in verse 26, Jesus responds and says, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
Versículo 26, Jesús le dijo, "¿Qué está escrito en la ley? ¿Cómo lees?"
He's saying, "You're a lawyer. How do you interpret the law?"
Le estaba diciendo, Usted es un abogado, ¿cómo lees la ley?
And he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
Versículo 27, Jesús respondió, amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con todas tus fuerzas y con toda tu mente, y a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And Jesus responds and says, that's exactly it.
Y Jesús le dijo que era bien.
He says, you've answered correctly, do this and you will live.
Okay, sorry. Jesús le dijo, bien has respondido, haz esto y vivirás.
And so he's in a way impressed with his answer.
Y Jesús le dijo que era bien como contestó.
But then the lawyer responds trying to justify himself.
Pero el hombre, el abogado, respondió con otra cosa para hacerse justificado.
And as we saw at first in verse 29, he says, desiring to justify himself, he said to Jesus, who is my neighbor?
Pero él, queriendo justificarse a sí mismo, dijo a Jesús, ¿y quién es mi prójimo?
And so this lawyer had responded right to Jesus' question.
Este hombre había contestado bien a Jesús y su pregunta.
He answered correctly. You love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
El hombre respondió bien y dijo que debía de amar a Dios con todo su corazón, su alma, su mente y a su prójimo como él mismo.
That is the Ten Commandments.
Estos son acerca de los 10 mandamientos.
The first 4 commandments deal with our relationship with God.
Los primeros 4 mandamientos nos habla acerca de nuestra relación con Dios.
And then the last 6 commandments deal with our relationship with one another, our neighbors.
Y los últimos 6 mandamientos de los 10 habla acerca de nuestra relación con nuestro prójimo.
And so he asks him, who's my neighbor?
Pero el hombre aquí le preguntó a Jesús, ¿y quién es mi prójimo?
And so he tells the story of the Good Samaritan.
Entonces Jesús respondió diciendo la parábola del buen samaritano.
And of course there was the man that was had fell among the robbers, who was stripped and beaten and left half dead.
Había el hombre cayó en manos de ladrones y le dejaron allí casi muerto.
And there's 3 people that pass by this half-dead man.
Y 3 personas pasaron delante de este hombre que estaba allí medio muerto.
The first one that passes him is a priest.
El primer que pasó era sacerdote.
And what's interesting, he sees him, but he passes by on the other side.
El sacerdote vio a ese hombre, pero pasó a lo largo.
This priest, you know, we don't know why he walked on the other side, but he obviously saw this man in pain.
Él vio al hombre en su dolor, y no sabemos por qué, pero la Biblia dice que al verlo, pasó de largo, no se acercó.
Because he was a priest, maybe he didn't want to touch someone that was dead.
Quizás porque era sacerdote, no quería tocar a alguien que estaba medio muerto.
Someone that he thought was dead, he didn't really know.
No sabía, pero parecía que estaba muerto y no quería tocarlo, quizás.
I mean, it's against the law to touch anything dead.
Porque era en contra de la ley tocar a alguien que o algo que estaba muerto.
Have you ever seen a religious person use religion to excuse themselves from being nice?
¿Han visto a alguien que es muy religioso y usan las cosas religiosas para justificarse a ellos mismos con cosas religiosas?
The second one that passes by is a Levite.
El segundo persona que pasó era levita.
A Levite worked in the service of the temple.
Una levita era persona que trabajaba en servicio en el templo.
And so they were busy in, quote unquote, in the things of God.
Entonces estaban ocupados en negocios de Dios.
And the scripture says that he came to the place and saw him.
Y la escritura nos dice que se vino a ese lugar, vio al hombre.
He actually went to where he was and looked at him.
Y se acercó y lo miró a ese hombre.
You see, the priest was walking away, you know, a distance away and saw him, but didn't really approach the hurt man.
El sacerdote vio al hombre y no se acercó, fue a largo.
Whereas the Levite actually went to where he was and saw him, but still went to the, you know, kept passing by him.
Pero la levita, él vio al hombre y se acercó, pero siguió andando.
Then the third person arrives, and this gentleman is a Samaritan.
Cuando el tercer persona llegó, él era samaritano.
And as he passed by, he came up to him.
Y en pasar acerca de él, vino a él.
But unlike the first two, he had compassion on him.
Pero en comparación a los otros dos, este samaritano tuvo compasión del hombre.
It's believed that the man that was hurt there, lying half dead, was a Jew.
Creemos que el hombre que estaba allí medio muerto era un judío.
The priest and the Levite would have been his Jewish brethren.
El sacerdote y el levita hubieran sido como hermanos en ser judíos.
And sadly, they've walked on the other side. They've ignored him.
Pero tristemente, esos dos pasaron y no le ayudaron.
But this Samaritan has had compassion on him.
Pero era el samaritano quien tuvo compasión sobre el hombre.
Samaritans were hated by the Jews.
En esos días, los samaritanos estaban... Los judíos no querían nada con los samaritanos.
Now remember, Jesus is talking to a lawyer, someone that knew the law in Israel.
Recuerde, Jesús le estaba hablando al abogado, alguien que conocía la ley muy bien.
But it's the Samaritan that's having compassion.
Y era el samaritano que tuvo compasión.
And so in verse 34, it says, he went to him, he bound up his wounds, poured in oil and wine, set him on his own horse or donkey or animal, and brought him to the inn to take care of him.
Versículo 34 dice, acercándose, viendo sus heridas, echándoles aceite y vino, lo puso en su caballo y lo llevó al mesón y cuidó de él.
He took the time to care for this hurt man.
Él tomó el tiempo para cuidar a este hombre que estaba medio muerto.
He cleaned up his wounds with the wine.
Limpió sus heridas con el vino.
And then put on the oil so as to help to aid in the healing process.
Y también usó aceite para ayudar a que podía sanarse.
When he put this man on his own animal, it shows that he was not a wealthy man.
Y cuando puso el hombre sobre su cabalgadura, enseñaba que él no era hombre muy rico.
But he took him to the inn and took care of him.
Aún lo llevó al mesón y cuidó de ese hombre.
And the next day, when he had to leave, he left money so that the innkeeper could take care of him as long as needed.
Versículo 35 dice, otro día al partir sacó dos denarios, los dio al mesonero y le dijo, cuídamelo, y todo lo que gastes de más, yo te lo pagaré cuando regrese.
This hated Samaritan was the one that was showing mercy and compassion.
Este hombre era samaritano y nadie quería a los samaritanos, pero él era el hombre que tuvo compasión.
The lawyer had asked, who is my neighbor?
El abogado había preguntado, ¿quién es mi próximo?
And Jesus tells him the story of the priest that passed by this hurt man, the Levite that passed by, but then the Samaritan that showed compassion.
Entonces Jesús respondiendo les dijo esta parábola del sacerdote que pasó y no le ayudó, del levita que pasó y no le ayudó, pero el buen samaritano que tuvo compasión.
So then he asks this lawyer a question in verse 36.
Versículo 36, Jesús pregunta al hombre algo.
He says, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
Jesús dice, ¿quién pues de estos tres te parece que fue el prójimo de el que cayó en manos de los ladrones?
The lawyer had asked, who's my neighbor?
Recuerde, él había preguntado, ¿quién es mi prójimo?
And so he said, which one proved to be the neighbor in this story?
Y le preguntó, ¿quién era el prójimo en esta historia?
And he answered correctly in verse 37, he says, the one who showed him mercy.
Y versículo 37, él dijo, el que usó de misericordia con él.
And he said to him, you go and do likewise.
Entonces Jesús le dijo, ve y haz tú lo mismo.
You see, what's interesting is that the lawyer didn't say, oh, it was the Samaritan that did right.
Era interesante que el abogado no contestó, oh, era el samaritano que hizo bien.
It still shows that there was this animosity, this hatred towards the Samaritans in his response.
Porque realmente había este odio en contra de los samaritanos. Y es claro aquí en cómo él respondió.
But he knew it was the one that showed mercy that was neighborly.
Pero tal vez aún él sabía que era el samaritano que enseñó misericordia y era como un prójimo al hombre.
And as a result of all of this, Jesus said, you go and do likewise.
Y como resultado, Jesús le dijo, ve y haz tú lo mismo.
You see, our neighbor is not just the person that lives right next door to us.
Nuestro prójimo no solamente es nuestro vecino que vive cerca de nuestra casa.
Yes, they're our neighbors.
Sí, ellos son nuestros vecinos, nuestros prójimos.
But the point of the parable is being neighborly.
Pero el punto de esta parábola es de ser, de tener cuidado de nuestro prójimo.
And like the Samaritan, we need to be able to see those that are hurting around us.
Y como el buen samaritano, debemos de ver los que están en dolor alrededor de nosotros.
And we should carry the heart of God.
Y debemos de tener el corazón de Dios.
And have compassion and show mercy to those that are around us.
Y tener compasión y enseñar misericordia a los que están alrededor.
We need to be like the good Samaritan.
Nosotros debemos de ser como el buen samaritano.
Sometimes God could move on our hearts to give financially to ministers or to ministries around the world.
A veces Dios puede mover en nuestros corazones para dar dinero a ministerios que ayudan alrededor del mundo.
You and I may never go on a mission trip around the world.
Quizás usted ni yo vamos a ir a un otro país como misionero.
But God at times can move on our hearts to show compassion.
Pero al mismo tiempo Dios puede movernos en nuestros corazones para dar y enseñar compasión.
You may see an individual in your town.
Quizás pueden ver alguien en su ciudad.
And the Spirit of God can move on your heart to show mercy and compassion.
Y el Espíritu de Dios puede moverse para animarle, para enseñar compasión.
You see, again, it's about being neighborly.
Otra vez, nos habla de tener cuidado de nuestros prójimos.
Loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
De amar a Dios con todo nuestro corazón, nuestra mente y nuestra fuerza.
And loving our neighbor as ourselves.
Y amar a nuestro prójimo como a nosotros mismos.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Let's say a prayer together.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we're grateful for the lessons that we can learn from the parable of the talents and the parable of the Good Samaritan. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the little. And help us, like the Good Samaritan, to be able to see those that are hurting and show compassion, to be neighborly. I pray that, Lord, you would teach us and continue to show us from your word how we should be as your people. Lord, we thank you again for your word, and we pray that it would find fertile ground in our hearts and bear fruit. We thank you for all that you're doing and will do. In Jesus' name, amen.